This recording, New Zealand 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. She was so very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up a kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. And I was born in Brightlingsea in England, next to a larger city called Colchester. That's about 60 miles southeast of London. I lived there for 13 years of my life and then have moved to New Zealand, where I'm currently residing. And I've got a bit of a twang of a Kiwi accent. I've got the nice foundation of English. So if you're ever in the likely position of acting in a play where you have to be a English immigrant to New Zealand for 4 years, this is the right audio for you. It was very small, about 6,000 people. Very clicky, you knew everyone. It was a one-way-in, one-way-out town, which was pretty cool, because I guess if you're invaded, you could block the road in pretty nicely. It had a nice harbour, good fish and chip shop that we would always go to, the chippy, local pubs, video stores. It's a nice town with nice lawns, good lawns everywhere. It was a right laugh.